let's talk about the crazy day. Let's talk about the crazy day. Let's talk about butlers. There's so many things that are going on. Let's talk about butlers. Let's talk about fake phone calls. Let's talk about tax returns. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. I never seen so much. I never seen so much coverage on somebody who used to work for somebody that's like 80 years old, and they're acting nutty. They're acting crazy. They're saying horrible things. I've never seen this much focus on something so absurd. Seriously, and trying to tie it into a candidate. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. So Trump had a butler, he had a manservant. I like that. I like that. Just the fact that he had a, he had a manservant. I know if I ever become a billionaire, I'm going to get me a manservant. So the story is this Anthony Sincal. And of course, you know, here's the other funny thing. A lot of these stories have appeared in different liberal rags over the last few months. Yeah, and we'll get to a few, but this one was in Mother Jones. Now, that's, of course, run by David Corn. And, of course, David Corn put this story together. He's on Chris Matthews all the time. Like, that's his gig. He gets paid by MSNBC to scream and yell about liberals. Or liberals. Scream and yell about Republicans. And he's got this giant berry on his face. It's very uncomfortable to look at. It's very uncomfortable to look at. He's one of those people that have the growths on their face and they don't get anything they don't get it removed. I don't know why. It's horrible. So I'll tell you this. If I had a growth on my face whatsoever, I would have it removed. I would. I remember when I was like 15, I had like a mole on my chin, like under my chin area removed. I'll tell you this. That's the one thing about my parents. My mom, she knew. I mean, how? I don't know, because it probably wasn't like that. I guess it was like that when she was a kid. But she knew that being a kid is the toughest thing to do. She knew being a teenager is the toughest thing to do. And no teenager, no kid wants to go through their adolescent years with growths on their face. Seriously. Bad. But anyways, I digress. He's got this thing on his face, and it's just disturbing to look at. But he put this story on his website. So this manservant worked for Trump for 17 years. And then he was named the historian of the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. So that's the guy's history. He doesn't work for Trump anymore. They basically told him that he had to retire. And it wasn't like yesterday. He's been gone for a while now. And when you hear some of his Facebook posts, that damn Facebook, that gets people in trouble every time. Gets people in trouble all the time. on Wednesday. This is what's funny. It's that they're trolling. They're trolling people that used to work for Trump, and then in turn seeing if they're saying anything, you know, bizarre or nutty or whatever. And then, of course, they try to tie that to Trump. Like somehow, well, if that guy worked for Trump and he thinks this way, then, of course, Trump thinks this way. It's just a natural extension. And again, liberals don't like, or I should say, refuse to accept that type of association when you talk about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's cheating. They go, what's that have to do with her? What is her husband's personal life have to do with her? Well, what the hell does a manservant? What is a manservant posting on Facebook have to do with Donald Trump? He was his manservant. That's it. Whatever that guy says, that guy says. That has nothing to do with Trump. Absolutely nothing to do with Trump. Same thing with Al Sharpton. Somehow Al Sharpton gets away with his entire past being just full of just racist rants against white people and just shady, shady, nasty, divisive, just horrible. Al Sharpton has been involved in some of the most horrific, horrific incidences involving race. I mean, just really bad stuff. Al Sharpton was involved with the mob. He was so close to the mob that he was wired by the feds to get information and bring down people that were in the mob. I mean, and he's hanging out with all Democrats. He's got a TV show on MSNBC. Amazing. But somehow we're talking about a manservant. I used to work for Trump. But anyways, Wednesday, the manservant put up to all my friends on Facebook, just a short note to you on our pus-headed president. This character, who I refer to as Zero, should have been taken out by our military and shot as an enemy agent in his first term. Instead, he still remains in office doing everything he can to gut the America we all know and love. Now comes Donald J. Trump to put an end to the corruption in government. The so-called elite, who are nothing but common dog turds from your front lawn, now shaking in their boots because there's a new sheriff coming to town, and at the end, they will. not an end to their corruption of the American people is at hand. I cannot believe that a common murderer is even allowed to run, Hillary Clinton, or that a commie like Bernie is also allowed to also run. Come on, America, put your big boy pants on. This election, you have a choice. Get your ass out and vote. Thank you. Thank you. The manservant. And it's funny because, of course, David Korn says, though Senecal's Facebook page is public, this message could only be read by his Facebook friends. Oh, see, they got to be trolls. And Senecal confirms to Mother Jones that he wrote that and he believes that. And then, of course, David Korn did a screenshot and put it in his story so, you know, everybody could see it. And the Trump campaign said, listen, this dude hasn't worked at Mar-a-Lago for years. But what do you want? The guy's 84. Guy's 84. 84. The guy resigned as Trump's manservant back in 2008, 2009. Senecal regularly posts like memes in his Facebook page from far-right perspective, in which he declares Obama and his wife, along with Hillary Clinton and other Democrats and Republican leaders. He often refers to Obama as zero, and several times he has called for the president's execution. He confirms that he's written all the posts on the page that have appeared under his name. It's all me. It's all me, Senecal says. Isn't it funny? This is journalism. This is a big deal for David Korn. This is a big deal for Mother Jones. Oh, they got an 84-year-old man. Yeah, they got him. Yeah, we got him. On April 21st, he posted, looks like that sleazy bastard Zero is trying to outmaneuver Congress again. If the truth be known, this prick needs to be hung for treason. Aha! Yeah, we got him. Yes. Yet on June 6th, 2015. June 6th, 2015. Almost a year ago, Senecal's page said, we need to send the seals to Soros and Rothschild and remove them and their cronies, then hang Bo and most of Washington, and we'll have a chance to get things straightened out. Yes, this person, everyone knows they're criminals. Hang them all. On May 26, 2015, a commenter. Now we're dealing with people that aren't the 86-year-old man. Now we're just dealing with kooky people that leave comments, you know, on Facebook. You know, okay. I'm trying to put this in perspective because, you know, this is a journalist. This is David Korn, a respected journalist with a respected and hard-hitting Mother Jones organization. Yes. All right, let's get back to this very, very important piece. A commenter said Obama and his wife, and he referred to Michelle as Sasquatch. Now, that is a Bigfoot, in case some of you don't know that. Sasquatch is Bigfoot. Bigfoot, the abominable snowman, a Yeti, that's what a Sasquatch is. Okay? Okay. If he gets hung, then Sasquatch does too. And then Senecal responded, amen. Two of the most disgusting individuals on the face of God's green earth. Puke. Yes. And then, of course, the screenshots are put here. You know, hey, man, David Corn, he's a journalist. He's a journalist. He's a journalist that is just, he's on it, okay? David Corn is on it. He's on it. Screenshots, he's amazing. So then, Senecal was asked, why is he calling for Obama to be killed? Senecal says, I cannot stand the bastard. I don't believe he's an American citizen. I think he's a fraudulent piece of crap that was brought in by the Democrats. Senecal notes that he's been suspended in the past on Facebook for publishing material that violated the service's guidelines. And then, of course, Korn says one of the recurring themes on Senecal's message board or whatever the hell the Facebook wall is that Obama is a secret Muslim bent on destroying the United States. On September 18th, he wrote, our current president is a rotten, filthy Muzzy. Period. Period. And he continues his war on Christians. Yes. Yes. This is great journalism. This is. Come on now, guys. Ooh, and there's a whole another list of screenshots that David Corn has put in the. I don't even call. What do you call this? Seriously, like what do you? What do you call this? It's I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think. What do you? It's like, hey, here's this guy who was a manservant to Donald Trump. He also is a historian for the Mar-a-Lago. Golf club that Donald Trump owns. He's 86 years old, and he's really racist, and he doesn't like the president. So here's a bunch of his posts from his Facebook page. Take a look. I mean, that's the story. That's the story. And this is over. This is all over cable news. It started yesterday night. I think it started with Aaron Burnett out front with Aaron Burnett. It started in that era. So it's what is it? I'm on the West Coast, baby. All of those shows for me start at around 3-ish. This started about 3-ish my time. So it was dinner time on the East Coast. It was 5, 6 o'clock. So this has been active on CNN, MSNBC, ABC. I mean, this has been everywhere. You can't escape the Butler story. You can't escape the Butler story. Amazing. It's amazing. So today's Friday. When I woke up, this was all over. I mean, literally all over the news channels. It's front page in the the Washington Post, of course. I mean, Washington Post, since Woodward announced that they were assigning a team of 20 field journalists to investigate every aspect of Trump's life and to write books about Trump and basically just whatever they can find, put it online, put it in the newspaper, make sure that he goes down, make sure that there's no chance, absolutely no chance for him to win the election. You got to understand something, you guys. All the liberals, all the leftists know that Hillary Clinton, beyond flawed, they know that she is the weakest candidate that they've had in many, 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 many years. They know it. They were trying to put up a good subterfuge. They were trying to, well, they were trying to fool themselves, really. Because a lot of people in the public, a lot of people felt she was weak. So the lefties, and of course the media, the Stephanopouluses, the Don Lemons, Anderson Coopers, Wolf Blitzers,
Rachel Maddow's,
the list goes on. They've been trying to fool the public. They've been trying to not make the public question Hillary Clinton. Not make the public go, is she the right one? Because remember, she wasn't the right one in 2008. The first woman president, the most qualified. Remember, she was more qualified in 2008 than Obama. And then the people rejected her. So here we are 8 years later, and the people are rejecting her once more. They don't want her. They don't want her. They really don't. They don't want her. You know, back in 08, it was Obama and her, neck and neck. And the general feel was, well, if Obama gets it, it's all good. If Hillary gets it, but we rather have the black guy. But if the woman gets it, you know, it's still good. Our preference is him. We'll take her by default. But all in all, we're really happy. This time around, You know, those exit polls out of West Virginia, a state that she won by 40 points 8 years ago. You know, those exit polls had people say, if Hillary's the nominee, I'll vote for Trump. That's something like 30%. 30%. So Democrats are scared. They are now terrified. They know. They know Hillary's weak. They know she's vulnerable. So now you're seeing things like this. A butler. And it's on every single channel. And it's on every single show. That's what trips me out about these cable network programs. You would think that whoever runs these networks, whether it's Jeff Zucker or Andy Lack, you would think that they have somebody that goes, okay, what's on your show today? And they go, well, we're going to talk about Trump's butler. We're going to talk about Trump pretending that he is a PR person from 30 years ago. We're going to talk about Trump's taxes. And then we're going to talk about Marla Maples. Okay. All right. So that's the first show. All right. So, Wolf, what are you talking about? Hey, what's your show?
Well, we're going to talk about Marla Maples. We're going to talk about Trump's butler. We're going to talk about Trump being a fake PR special. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anderson, what are you going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about Marla Maples. We're going to talk about Trump's butler. At some point, you would think the president, the manager, the whoever the hell the guy that runs the ship over there would say, okay, guys, can we change things up a little? Can we not have six shows in a row talk about the exact same thing? I know our job is to get Democrats elected. I get it. But there's got to be other stories that can put Democrats in a good light, help them bury Trump. No? Okay. F it. We're lazy. No, don't talk about the 9/11 Saudi connection. No, that's we can't because they'll put pressure on Obama. No, don't talk about don't talk about ISIS. Don't talk about that. Okay, now that don't. Yeah, all right. Go back to the butler. Go back. Hey, every show, the butler. The butler. So the butler's the big story. That's the big one. Then the second big story, because remember, Washington Post has got their journalists out there. But here's the funny thing. This story has been out there. This story's been out there. Some of these stories have been on BuzzFeed, and they've been on, Vox. They've been on some of those ragtag liberal sites. And the CNNs and the MSNBCs often stay away from it. Especially CNN, because in their minds, they feel unless it hits the Washington Post or the New York Times, unless it hits those two places, they're not going to report on it because then it looks like it's just gossip. So the whole masquerading as a publicist to brag about himself, it was on like BuzzFeed. It was on one of those crap sites. And the Washington Post put it up today. So as soon as they put it up, bang. NBC talks about it. CNN talks about it. MSNBC talks about it because it's on the Washington Post. It's on the Washington Post. Hey, it's Woodward and Bernstein. It's the Washington Post. Come on. Now it's news. Now it's news. Now it's news. So the story is back, I think it's 91, 99, talking almost 30 years ago. And of course, the Washington Post has the recording. Yes, they have the recording. From a New York reporter who were covering Trump's rise in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Yes, and one of the reporters called the Trump Tower, and John Miller or John Barron was on the phone with them, and it sounded very much like Trump himself. And he said he was the public relations for the Trump organization. And they were asking him about Madonna. I mean, think about this. Think about this. This is what they got. This is what they're talking about. Butlers and Trump acting like a publicist. Yeah, what do you want to know? You want to know about Madonna? Is that what you want to know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Trump dumped Maples for the Italian model Carla Brunei. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, is that what you want to know? Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. On the Today Show, you know, with Matt Lauer. Hey, man, they're you know, that, again, once it hits the Washington Post, it's real news. Once Jeff Bezos puts it on that website, puts it on that newspaper, it's real news. So Bezos puts it up, NBC Today's going to talk about it. And they even said to Trump, was that you? It sounds like you on the phone. Sounds like you. Were you pretending you were a publicist? Were you pretending 27 years ago that you were a publicist? Is that what you were doing? Imagine that. Think about this. You hear people talk about, well, Trump has no policy. He has no policy. And the policy that he has doesn't make sense. And the media needs to push him. The media needs to push him on his policies or his lack of policies. The media needs to do a better job. They got to do a better job. They better go and do it. And here's the Washington Post talking about Trump being a fake publicist, and here you have NBC asking Trump about being a fake publicist. So here you have the media, Here you have people in the media who've been talking about Trump's policies and lack of, and you have other people saying the media needs to press Trump on policies, and you have Bob Woodward talking about going after Trump with all these reporters, and they're going to, you know, they're all going to do a better job now of vetting Trump because, damn it, he's going to be the president, or he could be the president, and people need to know. People need to know what his policies are. And here they are reporting about Trump masquerading as a publicist to brag about himself. Wow. And before we got on the air, I watched Wolf Blitzer, that leftist, just whatever he is, Chris or Ryan LaZilla, and the other woman, was it Dana Bash? Not Dana Bash, the other one. The other one that, all three of them were discussing this story. They were discussing how important it was for Trump to come out and be honest about it. Because he said many years ago that he would do stuff like that, that sometimes he would pose as publicists or butlers or doormen and have conversations with people. So he admitted in the past that he had done this before. And for him to tell the folk at NBC that it was not him on the tape is serious. This is very serious. He's running for president of the United States. This is very serious. He needs to admit that, yes, he was posing as a publicist talking about a relationship between him and Madonna. Yes, he needs to talk about that. Get the F out of here. Are you people kidding me? Oh, it's Friday. It's crazy. It's crazy day. Jesus H. He needs to be honest. He needs to be honest. He needs to be honest. And then they're talking about Trump's fascination with the name Barron, because that was one of his fake names, John Barron, who's the vice president of the Trump Organization. The Washington Post, they did some investigative work on the name John Barron. Mark Fisher and Will Hobson. Very, 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 very good journalists. I mean, I'd say they're on their way to being part of the White House press corps. Yes, they are. Mark Fisher and Will Hobson. They're on their way. They started to piece together John Barron, and what does John Barron mean, and exactly where does the name John Barron come from, the origins of John Barron. And as they dug and they dug, they came up with something very fascinating, that the name Barron persisted in Trump's life for many decades. The late 80s was just the start. Barron.
see, when he was married to Marla Maples and then started to use the code name Baron. Yes, 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 yes. When him and Ivana, or Yvonne, yeah, Ivana. See, I'm trying to be all dramatic, but I messed it up, okay? I'm sorry. Sorry. So when he was on the outs with Ivana, and he would call Maples up, and they started to date, he would leave messages for her and use the word or the name Baron. He would say, "The Baron has called." And then in 2004, when Trump was going to do a TV show, he was talking with people about a TV series that was based on his life and being a real estate mogul in New York. He wanted the main character to be named Baron. And then, of course, when he had his son with Melania, they named the kid Baron. So you see, you see the investigative journalism of Mark Fisher and Will Hobson. Woo! Man, that's huge. I mean, that's, I would say that is equivalent to weapons of mass destruction, 9/11 commission reports, Watergate. I would say that. I mean, Washington Post. Think about it, man. You got Watergate, and now you have Barongate. Yes. Yes. You have Barongate. We now know the origins of the name Baron as it pertains to the Trump world. Oh, aren't you guys glad you know? Aren't you guys glad you know? Aren't you glad that Jeff Bezos and his crew at the Washington Post have gotten to the bottom of the fake publicist named John Miller or John Barron? And where the Barron name came from? And if you connect all these dots, okay? If you connect all these dots, when Trump was 43 years old, he's 69 now, when he was 43 years old, he was pretending to be a publicist when talking to People magazine about a relationship with Madonna. Definitely disqualifying. Definitely disqualifying. I'm being serious, guys. Definitely disqualifying. Definitely disqualifying. This is no way for a commander-in-chief to act. This is no way. This is absolutely no way for a commander-in-chief to act. Okay? This is no way. This is no way. Oh, man, the Democrats are just... They are terrified. They are terrified. Oh, it's so funny. They are terrified. If you go to CNN, if you go to CNN right now, if you go to CNN right now, all right, because we have three TVs in the studio that have different networks. If you go, if you go to the TV, if you go to CNN now, they're talking about the Washington Post Barron story. That's what they're discussing today. Oh my God. you want to hear the two quote unquote journalists of this story. You want to hear who they are? It's hilarious. Mark Fisher, a senior editor, writes about most anything. He's been the Post's enterprise editor, local columnist, and Berlin bureau chief. And he's covered politics, education, pop culture, and much else in three decades on the Metro style, national and foreign desks. And Will Hobson, he's the national sports reporter for the Washington Post. He has previously worked for newspapers in Tampa, Clearwater, Daytona Beach, and Panama City. He was also awarded the Pulitzer Prize in local reporting for his work on Tampa Bay Times stories about abusive landlords and squandered government-funded housing for the homeless. Whoa. Huh? Wow. A sports reporter and a guy who writes about most anything. There you go. And they solved the most, solved the most pressing questions about Donald Trump's campaign. Yes. Yep. Not the wall. Not national defense. No. Uh-uh. But if he posed as a publicist and discussed a relationship involving Madonna. And now it's been covered on CNN, first by Wolf Blitzer, and now by... I don't know, some other attractive blonde woman who's reading off a teleprompter. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, well, there you go. There you go. I told you, it's Crazy Friday. That's what you get on Crazy Friday.